They're not made of flesh and blood, nor are they aiming for gold in Athens. But these bots are certainly battling to be the best in the Robolympics.
Can never underestimate the destructive power of a hunk of metal. Andy Jordan was there for today's Hot Click.
Outside the venue, robotic riffraff.
Hey, dude, how are you? Where's your mouth?
Over there. Yo, give me 50 cents.
50 cents is a band, man.
Robotic beggars aside, the Robo Olympics are nothing if not diverse.
What do you think of all these crazy Americans running around speaking English?
I speak English.
11 countries, 43 events, 573 engineers, but only one very special robot. Why are you here at the Olympics, R2? We're here with the stormtroopers. What's your name?
TK1167.
You guys lost a long time ago in the last Star Wars movie, didn't you?
Never lose.
And of course, the Robo Olympics would not be complete without the battle bots. What do you get when you win?
You just get a warm fuzzy, that's all.
Here's the secret. You build these robots for warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
And the sumo bot wrestlers may be small, but it's a vicious, vicious scene.
You, like, smeared the other guy. You creamed him.
Yeah, like you did.
I kind of feel bad about that.
Soccer is one of the most sophisticated events, though, where a camera detects patches on soccer bots on the field, and a computer commands the soccer bots according to the best designed software game plan. The crowd pleaser, though, humanoid races.
An anxiety condition, right? It's nervous.
Thank you!
You know, I think the correct phrase is konnichiwa. Now, if your robot isn't so into being a jock bot, there was a catch-all best in show category, and one of the best I saw in that field, Springy Thingy, an art bot from Burning Man, and I have to say, this thing had some great hair.
I'm a big fan of hair. I've got some myself.
You can't beat it.
I use it all the time. Yours looks great, too. Other than your Japanese friends, who else was at this thing?
Well, R2-D2. I mean, who else can you? You know, like 20% of them were professional engineers, but nobody you'd want to be locking in a room with some scrap metal and a blowtorch, for sure.
Locking in a room with you, is that okay?
That's
okay,
fine.
Thank you, Andy.